say, maybe you come to something, well, that's better than I ever tasted, but when they go to make it, they still go back their old way. Etta was that way, she would do it right up, and I'd go there and make it, and she just thought it was the best in the world, but every time she'd make it, she'd have to put two or three other things in it.
Well, what about, let me ask about this expression, say if I had a bowl of apples and peaches and I offered it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I care for a peach, but give me...
Well, you just say give me the apple or give me the peach or something like that.
Or what would, talking about apples and peaches and all that, if you had a lot of peach trees together, what would you call that?
Orchard.
Call that an orchard?
And if you got two or three, you call them, I got a few trees. You got a large bunch, you call it an orchard.
Do you remember that tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Yeah, I got some in the icebox in my refrigerator now,
cherry tree.
But now I don't know whether that was a wild cherry or a tame cherry.
No.
That's something nobody knows. Well, they know it was a cherry tree.
Yeah. What do you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
Oh, that is the pits.
The pit? Mm-hmm. What about that hard inside part of the peach?
Well, that's the seed.
The seed of the peach.
And it's all the same thing in cherries or plums or peaches or apples. It's all the seed. But the apple, it's the seed. The peach is the peach seed. The cherry is the pit. And,
You know, some peaches, the meat's real tight against the seed.
Well, that's a cling.
Cling.
And the one that can pull it apart, it opens up as a freestone.
Freestone. Well, what do you call the part of the apple that's left after you've eaten?
The core.
That's the core.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of people slicing up apples or peaches and letting them dry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do they call that? Do they just call it
dried a... peaches and dried apples. Did you ever, your mother ever dry any of them?
I don't think so.
I've got some in there I dried 3 or 4 years ago, and they're just wonderful.
What do you make?
You can make pies. Or you can cook them and make sauce,
mm-hmm.
or just most anything out of them. Mm-hmm. You got to soak them before you cook them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about some different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Well, I tell you, they're shipping in lots of other trees now, but our native nut is the hickory nut, the pecan, and the chinky pin, and the beech nut, and there's a few hazelnuts that grow up in the mountains on some of the branches, and then of course acorns, we've got all kind of acorns, we've got 5 or 6 different kind of hickory nuts, and walnut.
Now, what do you call that part of the walnut that'll stain your fingers, you know?
That's the hull.
And what about the hard part that you crack? What
well,
you
that's the shell.
Do you have this kind of, can you get this kind of nut in this, you usually find it in stores around Christmas. It's kind of a long nut.
The butternut?
Butternut.
We used to call them, when I was a child growing up, to call them nigger toes.
Uh-huh.
It's because they were black.
Uh-huh.
They were very rich, very oily.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular name for them are butternuts. But you can buy them at the store, either nigger toes or butternuts either.
Can you get almonds around here?
Yep, yep. That's a nut I never cared nothing for.
Is that right?
But the hazelnuts, I like them. I like the pecans, I like the hickory nuts, the walnuts, chinky pins,
mm-hmm.
beech nuts.
Well, what about this fruit that grows in Florida a good deal? It's got seeds in it about that size. Grows in California a lot too.
Well, I tell you, I never did grow them here, but I've seen them. I can't call them, I know it right now, but I can't call the name of them, but then I've seen them and know
what they are. Oranges?
Avocados.